This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
So confusing, so much information to gather in and not enough time to get it all. What foods do you need to avoid in order to get healthy? Which ones should you personally eat more of in order to gain back your precious health? What nutritional supplements should you take? What natural remedies could benefit you? What health practitioners should you see? You've got questions about the topic of health. I've got answers. Welcome, everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, here in the capacity of helping you to become your own best doctor most of the time. We can talk about everything from heel pain to headaches, gout to gallbladder problems, erectile dysfunction to eczema, neuropathy to nausea, and all points in between. If you've got a health concern, a health quagmire, a health dilemma, a problem, I'm here for you. And I'll do my very best to help you out. All you need to do is step over to your telephone and call in on our toll-free number right now and tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. Here's the number. Jot it down so you have it for safekeeping. If you have family members that you believe could benefit by having this lifeline, pass it on, also to your friends or neighbors. The number into the show, toll-free, as we open up the phone lines for open-line health topics, questions. Remember, the only bad health question is the one you're not asking. So call in right now and tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. The number, 888-553-7262. Toll free, 1-888-55-DR-BOB. That's D-R-B-O-B on your touchtone phone. 888-553-7262 is our call and phone number. Oh, do we have an incredible show planned for you. Stick around for the entirety of the program today because you're going to be learning a lot. You may be shocked about some of the information you hear. It may be completely contrary to what you believe, what you've been told by the lamestream media. And some of it may actually upset you to the extent that you get mad. Well, it's here. It's now. Stick around. And we're going to be talking about all of it on the show today. Next hour, we have a special guest to introduce you to, a topic that may improve the not only the quality of your life, but the extent of your life. So that's an important one, and we'll get to that next hour. And the last hour of the program, of course, we're going to have our special features, as always, the health alternative of the week, health outrage of the week. We've got a product recall of the week to tell you about, and then we'll wrap it up in the final hour of the show with the health mystery of the week and a ton of news in between. And I'm going to tell you about a health poll question that we have running on my website right now. But before we get to that, let's talk about last week's health poll question. Let me begin by thanking those people who participated in that health poll by going over to drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, drbob.com, and giving us your opinion of what happened in the state of Texas, specifically the Texas Supreme Court ruled that mask mandates are illegal statewide in Texas. Mask mandates have been ruled illegal in Texas, but that is not stopping some defiant public school districts from mandating them anyway. Bexar County, San Antonio, and Dallas County are both forcing school children to cover their nose and mouth with masks of all kinds to flatten the curve, flatten the Delta variant, which is, of course, the most prevalent coronavirus variant going on right now. While the Texas Supreme Court sided with Governor Greg Abbott in ruling that mask mandates are not allowed in the Lone Star State, San Antonio and Dallas are going to force them regardless. All right, so we asked the question of you last week. The Texas Supreme Court ruled mask mandates are illegal. Here's the question we posed to you. You answered. Do you believe mask mandates should be illegal throughout the United States? Not just in Texas, but throughout the United States. Yes or no? I want to thank those people who made the effort to go to my website, drbob.com, and vote. Here are the results of those people who voted. To the question, do you believe that mask mandates should be illegal throughout the United States? 92% of you who voted said yes. You believe mask mandates and the forcing of using masks should be illegal throughout the United States. Whereas those people who said no, 8%. So by a vast majority, those people who voted on the question, do you believe that mask mandates should be illegal throughout the United States? 92% of you said yes. That is fascinating. Far and away, the yeas have it. Again, thank you. All right, so we do have a health poll going on. Another one. Love to get your opinion of it. It matters. At drbob.com, would you be willing to be infected? This just dropped. And we had something similar to this about a year ago that we asked. But, and I'll tell you, once we get our poll results, where these funds are available to those people who are willing to get infected with the strain COVID Delta variant. So here's the question. Would you be willing to be infected with the COVID Delta variant if a study was to pay you $5,300. So if somebody said, I've got $5,300, please step over here, ma'am or sir. We're going to infect you with the COVID Delta variant. To be in our study, at the end, we're going to pay you $5,300. Are you interested? Yes or no? And you have to make a decision. Please vote on that. Over at drbob.com, we'll have the results just like the last one. Next week on the show, right back here, same time, same place. $5,300, that's a lot of money. And it's very tempting. Would you become infected with the Delta variant, the one that's prevailing right now in the United States, if somebody lined your pockets with that kind of money? Yes or no? Vote at drbob.com. All right, coming up on the show today, we have got a lot of discussion to make here. We're going to hear from Dr. Peter McCullough. You may have heard him. You may have seen him on Fox News. He's been on Highwire with an interview by Dale Rountree. I found this on Brighteon.com, which is excellent, associated with naturalnews.com. Excellent. Dr. Peter McCullough is, in addition to being a licensed medical doctor. He has a degree as a master's degree in public health. He is a internist, a cardiologist, epidemiologist, professor of medicine with over 30 published studies on SARS-CoV-2. He is a strong believer in vaccines, so he's not one of these so-called anti-vaxxers. And boy, did he have some interesting answers during an interview that was conducted with himself and Del Rountree on his excellent site, Highwire. And we have cuts and clips from that interview that you will not want to miss out on. And in fact, I believe some of you are going to want to share this with your family members, your coworkers, or your friends. The truth, they say, will eventually come to the surface and be revealed. Perhaps it has now. You may hear all about it coming up, so don't go anywhere. You are tuned in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95 milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. Telos 95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Sprite Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Sprite toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Sprite Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Scientific studies continue to remind us all that getting deep restorative sleep every night is as important to staying healthy as getting regular exercise and eating nutritious food. At bedtime, if you have trouble falling asleep within 20 minutes or wake up during the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, you are not alone because 70 million Americans suffer with sleep problems. Old, worn out, or poorly designed mattresses are primary reasons for sleep problems. Dr. Bob Martin here to share my family's secret for the best possible sleep you can achieve. It's called Cairo Slumber Mattress. Cairo Slumber Mattresses use advanced technology to provide the best support and temperature control for a perfect sleep environment. Say goodbye to sore muscles, back and neck and joint pain. Tossing and turning all night? Gone. Cairo Slumber Mattress. To your sleep rescue. Call toll free. 888-958-2008. 888-958-2008 or CairoSlumber.com. Free shipping, too.
Work it, make it, do it.
Makes us
harder, better, faster,
stronger.
That
don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right, man.
That rejoin music reminds me of an individual who called in last week. And he told me that as a result of taking the Johnson vaccine, that he actually felt better. He was the very first person that's ever told me they felt better after taking a vaccine for COVID, the first one. So we have it on record. Last week, go listen to it. It was pretty amazing. All right, so And we're going to get to your phone calls, your open line calls. If you are on hold right now and your name is Robert in Arkansas or Jorian in Virginia, stand by. You'll go on the air for sure, but we need to get some of this information out here. We'll run out of time. Now, as stated, there was an interesting interview between Dr. Peter McCullough and Del Rowntree on Highwire. Dr. McCullough is an internist cardiologist. He's got a master's degree in public health, epidemiologist, professor of medicine. He's a published person on the topic of SARS-CoV-2, 30 different articles. He's a big believer in vaccines. And Del Rowntree asked him, are the current COVID-19 vaccines, Pfizer's or Moderna or whatever, effective? And do they really protect people who choose to get vaccinated? And the other question, of course, he posed was, are the people who are currently landing in hospitals mostly unvaccinated, which is being reported? It's all the people that are landing in the hospital and dying. They're unvaccinated. Nobody vaccinated that's getting sick or landing in the hospital. Listen to what Dr. Peter McCullough has to say about that information. Go.
Is this vaccine, does this vaccine do what we think vaccines? When we hear the word vaccine, we hear a product that is given prophylactically that keeps me from being infected and keeps me from then transmitting it to someone else. Does this vaccine do that?
No, it looks like it doesn't. Now, we have really breaking reports from Israel where about 80% of the adult population over age 20 has received the Pfizer vaccine, and in fact, about 80% of those COVID-19 cases, in fact, are among the vaccinated individuals. Among those hospitalized in Israel, it's 60% have been fully vaccinated. The same thing is true in the United Kingdom, where they have about 75% vaccinated, in this case with an array of vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca. About 40% of those hospitalized in the U.K., in fact, have been fully vaccinated. And what's going on is the Delta variant, and this is one in a sequence of variants that really has arisen as a result of mass vaccination. Now the Delta variant has undergone antigenic escape, immune escape, if you will, and it's avoiding the antibodies of the vaccine and causing COVID-19 illness in individuals. Fortunately, it's milder, and it's easier, more easily treated, but the great fear is that the vaccinated will assume they're protected when, in fact, they're not.
Which is just about the opposite of what you're hearing, what you're learning about every single day in the media. Just there's so much information out there to try to gather in and make sense of it, and who's telling the truth? Well, at least that's the opinion of one very astute doctor who's got a background to back it up. Furthermore, that interview went on to ask Del Rowntree on Highwire, Dr. Peter McCullough, who's safer, the unvaccinated people who have already got the COVID-19 infection or those who got a COVID vaccine? Who's safer? And when did we first learn about these vaccine failures? Think about this. When we first started this thing, of course, the FDA, the NIH, everybody's saying, oh, just get the vaccine. You'll be safe. No problem. You'll be safe. They didn't tell you that the vaccines would eventually peter out within 3 to 6 months. You'd have to have a second one and then a booster and another booster and then on a yearly basis. I don't think people would have been on board had they known that up front. And the vaccine companies knew this up front. They knew this was going to happen, but they didn't disclose it. Listen carefully for how they talk here in this interview about asymmetric reporting, which is basically, you can also call it fuzzy math or outright lies that are being perpetuated by the FDA and our own government. Listen carefully to Dr. Peter McCullough explain how fraudulent the CDC is. They are trying to cover up the vaccine failure in order to promote vaccines. Cut number two. Go.
Now, is your opinion, because what I've been reading, many studies keep looking at the previously infected, those unvaccinated people that caught the wild virus. We keep seeing amazing numbers for them, studies showing that they're maintaining their immunity. I think a study out of Israel said that there was only 1% or less than 1% that were being reinfected when nearly 50% of the vaccinated were the ones being in hospitals. Do you believe that the Delta variant is going to be an issue for people that were previously naturally infected by the coronavirus?
No, the natural immunity appears to be robust, complete, and durable. And when there's a really solid case of someone documented with infection, they have the characteristic signs and symptoms, and they have a positive PCR and antigen test, that person has lifetime, what we believe is lifetime durable immunity. There's never been a second documented case in an individual where the first episode was substantiated. However, the confusion occurs when someone has not had a solid first case, but maybe has had an antibody test turn positive. And there is a remote possibility of an infection. So they may have ambient positive antibodies to start with. An analysis by Mirtue and colleagues, 650,000 individuals across 11 studies, looked at this idea of having a prior infection, not well defined. And the answer was a 0.2% chance of infection. Unlike the vaccine, where we knew even in the spring in the United States, our CDC had a fully documented 10,000 cases of vaccine failures by the end of May. So we knew the vaccines were even failing before the Delta variant moved in. And in fact, the CDC gave up on this, and they started doing what's called asymmetric reporting, meaning that they were not going to count vaccine failures in the COVID-19 rates. And that's how the talking points were generated. Americans should know that the CDC, by the end of May, had announced asymmetric reporting of COVID-19. This is important to understand, that they were only going to report COVID-19 community cases in those that were unvaccinated, that they were no longer going to track COVID-19 in those who had received vaccination. And if they became aware, if the first test was obtained in the hospital and they were vaccinated, they would try to link it up with vaccine databases. But otherwise, the CDC is intentionally and willfully blind to breakthrough cases for COVID-19 vaccination. So that's what's created the false and fraudulent talking point that 99% of American cases are unvaccinated. It's not true. It's probably roughly 50-50. And that's what we're seeing in practice. We have about half the cases are indeed vaccine failures.
Hey, you can only tell a lie just so long before the truth eventually percolates to the surface. You've heard it, folks. I mean, you are hammered all day, every day with lies and half-truths and material out of context. And now, of course, as Dr. McCullough pointed out, asymmetric reporting, otherwise known as fraud and lies about how it really is going down and how they are strong-arming you through fear and intimidation and putting something in front of you to try to dissuade you from learning about how to help yourself gain natural immunity and to reduce your risks going forward. No. The only answer, 24/7, 365, is to take a vaccine. And if you've ever wondered why the CDC or the NIH or the AMA or our government is not pursuing the potential to achieve natural immunity by helping to educate people about how to reduce their risk, because every one of us are going to be eventually exposed to this virus. You cannot live on the planet without being there. You could be a hermit in a cave, and you'll probably get it sooner or later some way, somehow. But why aren't, the question becomes, why aren't the government, our government, helping us become educated about how to strengthen our immune systems so that when it does hit, we can weather the storm by educating us about diet and lifestyle and which vitamins to take, vitamin A, C, D, zinc. They started to say that in the beginning, and then it just went away. Because why? It's inexpensive. And giving health advice is free. And we can't have that. We need to sell the vaccines to the tune of nearly now, I think, $50 billion in the coffers of Pfizer already. We will have more of this and your phone calls after this. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Now, I want to correct something, and I want to thank the caller who called in and corrected this, and I my bad on this. The actual interview that I'm playing excerpts from that included Dr. Peter McCullough on Highwire being interviewed by Del Bigtree, not the other name I gave. I don't know where that came from. Del Bigtree. Excellent on Highwire. You should Google it, find out about it. It was on Brighteon.com. We're playing excerpts because Dale conducted an interview with Dr. McCullough, who's a very renowned medical physician, master's degree in public health, epidemiologist, professor of medicine. I mean, his credentials are long and distinguished, and he's published 30 studies on SARS-CoV-2, so he knows what he's talking about. And he is not one of these anti-vaxxers. He is a strong believer in vaccines, but he says we have got this all wrong. And he is literally a medical whistleblower. Call him a medical heretic. He's being attacked, of course, by virtue of his truth-telling, which always seems to happen. Now, we're going to go back to the final cuts, and I also have some information to share with you about the head of the CDC doing an about-turn, Dr. Michelle Walensky from the CDC. I mean, everything she says is contradictory, too. It's just waffles and all kinds of chaotic information coming out of the CDC. I'll play for you a classic example in literally a matter of months on how she changed her views about a topic that I think you should be concerned about. Now, before we get to the rest of that, however, we're going to shift over to our phone callers, people who have questions about health, and you're certainly invited to call into the show with an open line, any and all health topic on the topic of health or a health-related comment, whether it be on COVID or something else. Here's the toll-free number into the show, 888-553-7262. 1-888-55-DR-BOB. 888-553-7262. And my website, of course, for all things related to health articles and information throughout the weekend, is drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor. D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. All right, first up is Robert, who's calling in from Arkansas. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Robert, hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, sir, I've got a couple of questions. The first one is on in my area, I'm want to find a doctor that is trustworthy, and in case, you know, I might get this virus, somebody I can trust to mm-hmm. do the right thing.
Yes, sir. Let's start with that one. They're probably there. You just don't know about them. And to get a referral, the best way to get a referral, in my opinion, to a doctor, a good, you know, reliable doctor, is to get it from somebody that you know and trust, maybe a family member, a friend, a colleague, a coworker who's had a good experience, and maybe speak with them and ask them, well, how do you feel about your doctors? Your doctor kind of a my way or the highway person? Are they open-minded? You know, how do you feel about them? How long have you been going to them? And then gauge whether you're going to go see that person's doctor. And the other fallback would be to, because those doctors are in your neighborhood, you might walk into, let's say, a health grocery store or a health food store and ask the owner, do you have any doctors that you could refer me to in this area, the movers and shakers who are open-minded and can, you know, evaluate my situation without just trying to do mainstream medicine, which I don't think I would want. There's another organization called the Institute for Functional Medicine. You can actually get on the internet with this one, Robert, and plug in ifm.org. IF as in Frank, M as in Mary, ifm.org. You can put in your zip code there and they'll find a doctor who is trained in functional medicine, which is really much of the similar thing that we talk about here on this radio show. There's also integrative medicine. You can get a referral, and there are doctors right there in Arkansas. Arkansas Center for the Study of Integrative Medicine. You've got Integrative Medical Center of Arkansas. You've got Ozark Integrative Medicine. So you are in a great place to find a good doctor. They're waiting to meet you. You just need to seek them out, go in and interview them and decide whether they're worthy enough to be in the care of your physical and mental health.
All right. Well, thank you. And my second question is, I've heard a lot about this relief factor, wondering if it was a good medicine. I don't have no medical problems whatsoever other than a few back problems as far as inflammation and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I've heard a lot about that and just want to know what you think about it.
Well, I've looked at it. I've spoken to the owners of the company. I think that it's good. It's certainly not a panacea. Nothing is. If somebody's got a biomechanical problem in their back or their knee and the shoulder or a muscle or something like that, it may require something beyond Relief Factor, the supplement. There's four different basic ingredients that go into that supplement. They're good. You can accomplish getting most of those or similar supplements in the health food store. There's nothing magic about what they put in there. They've just been able to roll it out. I think highly of it. It's good. But it's certainly not a replacement for your chiropractor, your physical therapist, your acupuncturist, your massage therapist. It's not that. It's some way to reduce inflammation and get you feeling better, drug-free. And some people are, of course, using it in place of aspirin or ibuprofen or naproxen or Tylenol, and they're able to get out and move around a little bit, and that is a good thing. Nothing wrong with that. All right, Robert, thank you for your phone call. Next up is Jorian in Virginia. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Jorian, hello.
Hi, good morning. I was calling regarding type 1 diabetes. Do you have any advice on that?
Well, type 1 diabetes is autoimmune. And it's not something that you can change, really, because that's sort of like baked into the equation already. There are certain cells within your pancreas that just aren't working, and therefore you need medicine, as in insulin. However, the goal should be, Jorian, is to optimize everything around your body health-wise so that the medicines that you're taking in work effectively, and you counter the possibility of any adverse side effects by participating with good lifestyle. That would include, of course, exercise, eating well, monitoring very closely your blood sugar, which you have to if you're a diabetic, and making sure that the nutrients that you are taking in can perhaps be earmarked to get the minimum amount of insulin that you will need, and your doctor, if that doctor is trained in lifestyles and various other things, will be able to work with you on that level. And also to counter some of the things that may come up as a result of the medicine you have to take. So it's a good idea, good question, and I thank you for your phone call. All right, stick with us. We're going to get back to the cuts with Dale Bigtree and Dr. Peter McCullough after this. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Urban Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95 milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. Telos 95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
I'm a hero, like a
this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Boy, do we have a lot of information going forward today that you won't want to miss out on. If you miss a little today, you're going to miss a lot. We don't want that, so stick around for the entirety of the show. Next hour, a ton of information as well. Now, if you're just tuning into the show, I've been playing some excerpts from an interview between Del Bigtree and Dr. Peter McCullough on High Wire. And you should look that up, the excellent presentations they have there. Dr. Peter McCullough is a very renowned medical doctor, epidemiologist, professor of medicine, strong believer in vaccines. And during the first couple of cuts, if you missed those, you should go back and hear those again in the podcast library, which will be available on my website as of this coming Wednesday at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor. And in those first two cuts, if you missed them, Dr. McCullough talks about whether or not COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective and whether they actually protect people who choose to get vaccinated. And he was also addressing, are people landing in hospitals mostly unvaccinated? And you've been told a lot of lies. There's been a lot of deception, a lot of fraud that's going on to push those who are unvaccinated to get vaccines against their better judgment. Go back and listen to it, though. Share that with other people, please. And furthermore, Dr. McCullough, who's a medical doctor and master's degree in public health, he discusses something called asymmetric reporting that the FDA is doing, the CDC, which are basically outright lies and frauds. They're just fraudulent. And they are trying to cover up the vaccine failures in order to promote vaccines. That's basically what he's saying. Now, we're going to play the next cut here. And this next cut is about the number of deaths from COVID-19 being misreported. This is short. Listen to this very carefully. Cut number 3. Go.
When we look at these numbers that are touted in the news, over 600,000 killed by SARS-CoV-2, which makes it arguably one of the most deadly pathogens ever to sweep America, do you trust those numbers? How do you, as a physician, someone that, you know, has, I believe, always been pro-vaccine, you're a part of, you know, working in the system, you believe in medicine, do you believe those numbers? Have we really seen the death of over 600,000 people from this virus?
The CDC acknowledges itself on its web pages that 90% of individuals had significant contributing illnesses to the death. About 10% looks like it's COVID-19 alone. In pediatrics, I think we're almost down. Dr. Macri from Hopkins has an analysis that was presented this week suggesting maybe we're down to one child in the United States died of COVID-19 itself. All the other children had contributing diseases like leukemia or cystic fibrosis, et cetera. I've never seen a viral illness like this. I've treated far more than 100 patients. I've advised on many hundreds, if not thousands, of individuals. There's viral replication, cytokine storm, and thrombosis. It appears to be a really difficult illness to treat late. And it seems so easy to treat early. So my best advice is age over 50, multiple medical problems, treat early, and we can avoid death, whatever its cause attribution is.
Okay, so basically he said that of those people who have died, and there are obviously a lot of them, hundreds of thousands, 600,000 going higher, 10% of those could actually be contributed to the virus itself, which means that person was perfectly healthy. They didn't have any comorbidity problems, high blood pressure. Now, obviously, when somebody dies and they have other conditions, whether it be obesity, high blood pressure, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, or some other condition, that virus grabs a hold of you when you're already reeling from some pre-existing condition, and it takes you down. The vast majority are in that category. But will our government, will the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, the National Institutes of Health, the AMA, anybody, when will we start hearing anything from them saying, look, those people who are at risk, the elderly, the infirm, the people who are already sick. We need to immediately start educating them so that they can turn around the health conditions that they're grappling with, that they're not getting help with at all, and help them to become stronger and more resilient and less likely to die when they get the infection, not if they get the infection, because everybody is going to be met with this infection. Right now, we know that there are way over 100 million people who have been infected with COVID-19 who have survived it and have developed natural immunity, which is much stronger than artificial immunity. In fact, we now know the big lie coming out of the pharmaceutical companies about the vaccines, how they're going to protect you and how you won't get sick and you won't give it to anybody. That's all bogus lies coming out of them. And we now know that's true. And we will play for you a reversal from the head of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, on how we know from March of this year to August how she completely changed her tune on that very topic. Listen very carefully up to that. When we come back, you'll hear it. You are listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Scientific studies continue to remind us all that getting deep restorative sleep every night is as important to staying healthy as getting regular exercise and eating nutritious food. At bedtime, if you have trouble falling asleep within 20 minutes or wake up during the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, you are not alone, because 70 million Americans suffer with sleep problems. Old, worn out, or poorly designed mattresses are primary reasons for sleep problems. Dr. Bob Martin here to share my family's secret for the best possible sleep you can achieve. It's called Cairo Slumber Mattress. Cairo Slumber Mattresses use advanced technology to provide the best support and temperature control for a perfect sleep environment. Say goodbye to sore muscles, back and neck, and joint pain. Tossing and turning all night? Gone. Cairo Slumber Mattress, to your sleep rescue. Call toll-free 888-958-2008. 888-958-2008 or CairoSlumber.com. Free shipping, too.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
I woke up still, I'm dead again today. Said I was gone to my dismay. Don't bury me, I've got a show to play. I woke up still not dead again.
I welcome you back. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Stick around because we have great information for you next hour. If you can't get the next hour of the program, you're going out of the range of the radio signal you're listening to right now, which is the most important way to listen to this show. Log on to my website with your iPhone, with your laptop, your desktop, whatever it may be, at drbob.com. 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 You'll have it live streaming audio there for the rest of the program. All right. We had a guest on recently, Nathan Jones, the founder, CEO of Clear Incorporated, the xylitol specialist. We were talking about how the mouth is a gateway. And I've been telling you about this for some time, how germs enter and spread through the body from a few places, the most common of which is your nose and your mouth. Though we need to pay attention to cleaning our noses most definitely, as in the clear nasal sprays, making sure your mouth is clean is especially important for all of your health and the health of others. If you don't attend to your oral hygiene, the bacteria and the viruses that enter your mouth can spread to other parts of your body quite easily. And this is where the Spry, S-P-R-Y, Dental Defense System comes in. The one that I use, the one that my family uses, the one that I recommend you use. S-P-R-Y, Dental Defense System. We had Nathan on talking about their new Spry toothpaste, announcing an improved formula that helps to harden the enamel, protecting your teeth and improving your oral systemic health. Now, you can find, and if you're taking some type, if you're using currently some other product, I don't care if it's Rembrandt or Sensodyne or TheraBreath or Crest or Colgate, kick them to the curb and start using the Spry Dental Defense System. They have the, this system has the ability to block adhesion of bacteria and viruses, and the use of their oral system with the xylitol is a daily regimen that I involve myself with and my family does every single day. You can find Clear products, including the Spry Dental Defense System, at Rite Aid, CVS, Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts. You can also go to their website at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R, clear.com for the Spry Dental Defense System. All right, the final cut here is of the Dr. Rochelle Walensky, where she waffles, head of the CDC, from March 2021 to August. Listen carefully to what she says. Go.
Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real-world data.
Reports from our international colleagues, including Israel, suggest increased risk of severe disease amongst those vaccinated early.
Yep.
Given this body of evidence, we are concerned that the current strong protection against severe infection, hospitalization, and death could decrease in the months ahead, especially among those who are at higher risk or who were vaccinated earlier during the phases of our vaccination.
How do you like that? Saying the exact opposite thing within months. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.